Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, PayPal USD is available on Venmo, Galaxy Digital has appointed a new CEO of Europe, and Banxa has announced 32 money transmitter licenses granted in the United States. Just before we get into the show, however, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, and many more, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so PayPal Holdings, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker PYPL, has announced that PayPal USD, or PYUSD, is now available on mobile payment service Venmo to select users and will be, in fact, rolling out fully in the coming weeks. PayPal USD, for those who aren't aware, is PayPal's on-chain regulated dollar-denominated stablecoin, 100% backed by U.S. dollar deposits, short-term U.S. treasuries, and similar cash equivalents. It was launched just a bit earlier this year. Now, according to the announcement, Venmo users are able to purchase PYUSD and send it to friends and family on PayPal, Venmo, and compatible external wallets. Further excerpt reads, quote, "In addition to the increased availability and distribution in these first few weeks, PayPal USD has been green-listed by the New York State Department of Financial Services, making it easier for virtual currency entities licensed in New York to support PYUSD. We remain fully committed to the mission behind PYUSD, that is, deploying a safe, regulated stablecoin at scale both for the Web3 ecosystem and for everyday payments, and we look forward to sharing more updates in the future." End quote. Next up, Galaxy Digital Holdings Limited, which trades on the TSX under the ticker GLXY, has appointed Leon Marshall in the company's newly formed role of CEO of Europe, where he will be responsible for overseeing Galaxy's continued European expansion across all business lines, as well as managing operations and key client relationships in the region. Marshall had joined Galaxy back in June as its global head of sales, boasting two decades of experience spanning digital assets and also traditional finance. Marshall commented, quote, "Galaxy has firmly established itself as the world's preeminent digital asset financial services platform, thanks to its innovative institutional-grade investment solutions and deep bench of talented and experienced professionals. I have the utmost confidence that we are well-positioned to remain at the forefront of the digital asset space for years to come and can't wait to continue to work with the team to develop and deliver investor-friendly, regulatory-compliant products." End quote. Lastly for today, Banxa Holdings, Inc., which trades on the TSXV as BNXA, has reported that it has had 32 money transmitter licenses, or MTLs, in the U.S. granted to date. This covers the states of Tennessee, Virginia, Florida, and Puerto Rico, and the company is expecting 7 more of these MTLs to be granted in 2023 based on active applications. Banxa's CEO Holger Arians says, quote, "Banxa is focused on providing enterprise-grade digital asset infrastructure for the new era of embedded crypto. We combine the U.S. and global licenses and registrations with our global payment gateways and our industry-leading technology to provide a powerful solution that is used by over 200 partners, digital asset platforms, and their users worldwide. It is also encouraging to see the latest M&A activity by large U.S. tech companies to acquire organizations that own MTLs in the digital assets arena. Seeing a premium being placed on licensing portfolios is a positive sign for Banxa, which holds 32 of these MTLs across the U.S. and is expecting 7 more to be granted in 2023. End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss in investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.